I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. In the quiet town of Quaticook, a storm was brewing, one that threatened the livelihood of local businesses and community members alike. For Ashley Daub, a part-time employee at De l'Île du Nord and a student at Bishop's University studying environmental studies and sustainable food systems, the issue hit close to home. What started as a shocking revelation about Hydro-Québec's billing errors quickly turned into a movement, one that Ashley knew she couldn't ignore.
As a part-time employee at De l'Île du Nord and a student at Bishop's University, which is studying environmental studies and a focus on sustainable food systems, I was initially moved by the situation due to my academic background, recognizing the gravity of the problem. And so, I mean, I couldn't stay silent when the problem was shared with me by my boss. And so I started brainstorming, and during my free time, I started a mobilizing campaign, beginning with a small Facebook video linked directly to the enterprise. And from there, I was added to a collective group of entrepreneurs, producers, and businesses who were also impacted. Although I wasn't directly affected in terms of billing, I reached out to the group to ask how I could help, and they suggested to create a petition, which I put together.
Ashley's petition quickly became a central tool in the fight for justice, but she didn't stop there. She knew that signatures alone wouldn't be enough. To create real change, she had to rally more people and engage the community in direct action.
Through the exchanges with the town and other news articles, it became clear that the mayor would reconsider his decision if 50% of Hydro Quaticook's customers signed the petition. And so I then worked with the collective to devise a strategy to reach the necessary number of signatures. And so to achieve this, I started a group on Facebook to find volunteers who could go door to door. And the goal is to collect 2,100 signatures. And so the support that I'm providing is a form of encouragement, mobilization, and advocacy. I mean, if an ordinary citizen like me can get involved in a situation like this, I think that everybody has the power to make a difference, and it's my civic duty to do so.
The reality of the situation was stark. Some businesses were being hit with electricity bills in the tens of thousands of dollars. Ashley saw firsthand the devastating financial burden this was creating.
Well, the bills in question range from hundreds to thousands of dollars, and most of them exceeding $10,000. In the case of my employee, the bill amounts to around $27,000. I also know that producers, and so I know that they were also massively impacted because they consume a lot of electricity, so their bill is greater. And so now that the bills will be adjusted and businesses will be forced to adapt to new supplements, making it practically impossible for them to recover the money. So this is a direct financial loss for them.
Ashley and the collective firmly believe that the town must take responsibility for their mistakes and this situation. A lack of transparency and communication only made things worse.
First of all, the town could have played a much better role through greater clarity and transparency. While errors are human, it's normal. Nor is it acceptable to disregard the impact on key economic players. And so all taxpayers contribute to the town's viability, and their concerns should be given serious attention. So the solutions that need to be implemented are the abolition of these unjust bills, full and transparent access to the explanation of how this error occurred, and the town facing the consequences of its action on behalf of the citizens. This cause also highlights the need for greater support in terms of local commerces.
So now the path forward is clear. Ashley urges the community to stand together and demand action.
Well, based on the exchanges from the town, what we've come to the conclusion is that citizens need to sign the petition, encourage the local stores and producers, and take an active role as citizens to engage in the solution process. Also, attending the council meeting on the 10th that's coming up is a great way to show local support, and our voices matter, and we must all work together for brighter days ahead.
For those looking to take action, accessing the petition is simple.
So there's access to the petition through change.org, which I mean is the direct source, but there's also many Facebook pages, a lot of commerces that are sharing the link. There's also a paper version that can be found in most of the commerces around town, and there will be some door-to-door going on the incoming days. So the petition is out there, and it's pretty easy to access. We just need to do the small effort and get to the link.
As Ashley reflects on the journey so far, she hopes this movement serves as a reminder that citizen engagement is powerful.
I'm hoping that everybody plays a role in this, and not only for the cause itself, but also as a demonstration of citizen engagement and active collaboration.
And that's what this is all about, taking action, standing together, and making a difference. Because when we come together, we create change, and together we can build a stronger, more united community for everyone. I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.